Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Brad, the co-founder of Unstoppable Domains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff, man. So kind of like in a nutshell, tell us how you got into the space and what you guys do.
Yeah, so I got into the space because I moved into a house that was referred to as the house that Bitcoin built in San Francisco, 20 Mission. So I moved into there in 2012 and everybody I met was into crypto and I kind of went down the rabbit hole and realized that this is what I should be spending my life on.
So in 2012, you got into crypto.
2012.
You buy your first Bitcoin then?
I did.
You buy more than one?
I did.
Hey, that yeah. boy. Yeah. But did you sell them?
I did, but in 2017, so it wasn't so bad.
All right, so you made some money.
Yeah, cool. It wasn't so bad.
All right, so you used that to start building your own stuff, right?
Yeah, so in early 2018, we launched this company. It's called Unstoppable Domains. We build domains on the blockchain. The idea is that we want to replace your crypto addresses with human-readable names. So instead of asking me what my Ethereum address or my Bitcoin address is, I'm just going to tell you brad.whatever, our first extension.
That 0x slash, 22 other digits is pretty sexy, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's going to be really easy to get our parents and our grandparents and everybody to just start typing all that in. So. Yep. Yeah, so that's the big thing, and the real cool part about this is
you just kind of breezed over it, though. So, like, in like crayon here, so you're going to basically buy a domain from you, so it could be like cryptobeatles.whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then people just can send Bitcoin or Ethereum to that?
Mm-hmm. Our first domain extension is called .zil. You can pre-order domains that cost $10.
Like so, Zilliqa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we were a grantee of the Zilliqa Foundation, and they're a sponsor of this extension. But you can use any cryptocurrency addresses with your .zil domain. Your Bitcoin address, your Ethereum address, your Litecoin address, whatever you want, all to one domain. And then when I type in your name, I select which crypto I want to pay you in, and I pay. That's it.
It's pretty cool. Now, if I own that domain, how do I spend the currencies? Do I have a wallet? How does it work? Do I have the private key? Do you guys have it? How's all that work? Is this decentralized, centralized?
It's completely decentralized. Okay. You control the domain. The domain asset sits inside of your wallet, just like a cryptocurrency would. And then all you're doing is you are sending a message to the blockchain and you're saying, I have this domain and my Bitcoin address is this. And then our software makes it easy for wallets to go and read the blockchain and say, oh, you typed in my name, brad.zil. Oh, you must be looking for this Bitcoin address.
That's pretty cool, man. So do you guys have any big partners right now or any use cases, adoption, stuff going on? Because this here is pretty cutting edge, man. That's pretty cool.
We're going to be rolling out with MyCrypto in the next couple of weeks. We've got several more wallets to announce. And then we're also going to be doing a public eBay-style auction for all of the top .zil domains in June. So that's another one of the big announcements. Should also probably tell you about the second use case because this is kind of trippy. But a blockchain domain can also work for your censorship-resistant website, and you can build a website that no one could take down but you.
Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
So how's that work?
So the way it's going to work is you are going to put your content on IPFS or some other decentralized storage network. And right now, Amazon Web Services or whatever you use for hosting your site, if they get a court order or if they don't like what you're doing, they will just switch you off.
Right.
IPFS won't do that. Then your domain is going to be sitting inside of your wallet. You control it. And in the current world, your .com is held by GoDaddy or by one of these other registrar, one of these other companies. And if they don't like what you're doing, they'll take your domain away from you. If we get a court order saying take away CryptoBeatles.zil, we'll say, sorry, you got to get us private keys. Nothing we can do. That website can live there forever on the internet until you take it down.
So it's kind of like a forked Ethereum, right? It's just going to be there forever. They can keep forking it, but the original one is still there. They can still use it, still find it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be really critical. Like right now, we live in a censored internet.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the planet lives in a censored internet, and that's because the tools themselves have permission. You have to get permission in order to use the tools, in order to publish websites, in order to have domains in the first place. That's going to go away.
I look forward to that day.
Yeah, soon. We're building what's basically a decentralized Wix that will go live in Q4, so you'll be able to build a very simple website using our tools, launch it on decentralized storage, you'll have your domain sitting inside of your wallet, and you're officially a free person.
That is pretty cool, man. So now what blockchain, is this all going to be on Zilliqa too? I mean, so when you're saying that you're going to, you basically just put your website on the blockchain, right? Which blockchain?
We are blockchain agnostic. Okay. So the way that we think about it is the blockchain is like, which blockchain you use is kind of like this backend tool. It's the consideration of your applications. You as the user care about specific currencies. No matter what blockchain your domain is on, no matter what blockchain your website is on, you can still pay in whatever currencies you want. So we're building on Zilliqa, we're building on Ethereum. Most of the stuff that we're going to do is on Ethereum, but we would also build on more blockchains if there were partners and people interested. So we don't think it matters.
Okay, because for some of the people, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, you're putting a website and all your data and all your videos and everything on layer one, right? So you're right there on the blockchain. So
on layer two.
So this is a layer two solution, but...
So the piece that's, so the, and I know this is kind of, this is going to sound really abstract. So the part that's on layer one is just the domain asset.
All right.
Which is just CryptoBeatles.zil is sitting there on the blockchain.
Into the chain. All right.
That's it. That and the small amount of information that we put to it. So we're going to basically put an API endpoint pointing to your server. That's it. That's all that's going to be on the public blockchain, and then all the content is going to be on decentralized storage, which is really just you paying random people you've never met to store your content, and they won't turn it off, unlike Amazon.
Cool. So like a storage type solution.
Yeah, so like storage or IPFS or any of these others. We would work with any of those networks, and we're trying all of them. We're just trying to find the ones that are the most robust.
That's exciting stuff, man. So are you guys trying to raise money right now? Or are you guys looking for capital? Or you guys are just a service? You guys have coins?
No ICO, no coins, none of that stuff. We are selling domains. We've raised a seed round, so we're well capitalized. We are selling domains. You can pre-order .zil domains right now. So that's what we're doing.
Awesome. And then do you guys have plans for other domains other than .zil? Like anything else, like emojis or anything else?
We've got a couple of domain extensions that are going to be launching on Ethereum that we're very excited about that we're going to be announcing in the next couple of months.
Awesome, man. Cool. So where do people go to learn more?
UnstoppableDomains.com. You can go into the search bar and start looking for domains.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Brad.
Thanks so much. Great
thanks
to meet
for having you. Me. All right. God bless, peeps.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.